Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah, it is time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on a dot, high of 76. Currently, it is 57 fair skies in the Power of Light District.
Hi, D.
Oh. How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
I'm feeling blessed because today would have been my daddy's 71st birthday. Happy birthday, Pops. Love you, man. Love you, man. Two Aries and one, or one Aries, two fire signs in one household, D. Yeah, them arguments went crazy. Oh, yeah, but I'm feeling good on this Kendrick spirit. And we got Pasale coming in the building.
Yeah, Forge for More, the podcast. They got a lot of great things happening over at Pasale. We'll talk to them in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, election results are in. We'll be talking about that at 6:38. The morning gossip goes down at your 23s. The question is there such a thing as too early to be gifted someone you are dating?
Oh, boy. Come on, hump it out, hump it out. Yeah, yeah. Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out. When you reach your goal, look for how you can exceed it. You've established momentum, so put that momentum to good use. Feel the satisfaction of accomplishment that your efforts have created. Then consider what you can do to add to that feeling. The point of achievement is not to stop once you get there. Instead, let it set the stage for even more achievement. Refuse to let your satisfaction erode into complacency. You've transcended a challenge and produced real value. And now is your opportunity to tackle a new challenge. You've proved to yourself how capable you are. Envision another good way to put all your capabilities to use. There's a whole lot more great work to be done. Keep the achievement and the value coming. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624, high of 76. Currently, it is 57 fair skies at the T-Mobile Center. Rapper French Montana started taking his health more seriously after he had this health scare.
Went to the doctor and I ended up in ICU. You know, I took like the wrong pills and I ended up in ICU. My doctor was just like, look, if you drink again, you're gonna die. I was like, that's all you gotta tell me. It's taking the wrong shit in so many years. Pills, you don't know what, you know what I'm saying? But for what?
Yikes, yeah. That drinking, dog, it can get destructive, man. Yeah. And I'm glad that he got
popping
that.
Them pills too.
Yeah, I've never been somebody who would do anything with any type of pills like that, unless it's Tylenol, like give me ibuprofen, anything other than that. But I understand the pill culture was and it still,
it's a popular thing.
A part of a party scene, club scene. I'm not oblivious to that. I know about that type stuff, but I just advise people, man, you just don't know what's in these pills or drugs or anything like that. But pills in particular, though, seems to be a higher risk of BS going on.
And I think we're seeing a lot of that, a lot of doing too much partying hard. And you hit a certain age and now it's more serious, even with Ray J. Ray J has said that too. All right, you do these things in your 20s thinking that, oh yeah, I'm cool. It's going to catch up to you eventually.
Yeah, that's why some folks is out here 28 looking 48.
No, facts, for sure.
For real.
So make sure you take your health seriously. Other news, Monday night, Offset was shot in a valet area outside of a hotel and casino. Now, since then, he was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, since then, Lil TJ, another rapper who's 24 years old, was booked into Broward County, according to the police, based on disorderly conduct charges. Now, online, people were saying that Lil TJ had something to do with Offset getting shot.
The last thing I seen was Offset looking at me like this. Yo, that shot me. That shot me. La, 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 is a rat. I don't do no damn fighting.
Hey, man, you just
want to
tell us what happened?
Did I shoot? Oh, crazy.
They're saying you were disorderly.
Did you put
the
hands on
me
first?
Smack the
shit out of Offset. He would never play with me like that in his life.
Did somebody owe you money? Ask Offset.
Yeah, they been and had some issues. I know there was, some allegations, and then there's money being owed, I guess. And and little TJ, he need to chill. Did he almost, like, pass away, like, 4 or 5 years ago when he got... In a similar situation where he got shot, like, bro, what are you doing?
I mean, he's 24. That sounds about right. Since then, former NFL player Dez Bryant and media personality Ebro all hopped online in conversation talking about Offset, and they all said that Offset owes them money too.
So, yikes.
And that's why I was looking at my bank account the other day, and I'm like, I still don't have that extra $5K that he. Me and him made a
Girl,
bet on the Seahawks game, and I was like,
that.
Yeah, you Kenneth off, Walker gonna do
off,
his thing.
You better off talking about me and my breakfast that I owe you. Stop.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's at least $5K still missing. Hey, look, Offset, I don't want no smoke with you. Just handle that sometime soon. I don't want to have to fly out.
Well, you might have to.
Making that real, Mark.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
April is National Alcohol Awareness Month. To highlight the dangers of alcohol abuse and dependency, ways to reduce alcohol use include setting alcohol-free days, don't keep alcohol in the crib, and seek support from the National Helpline at 1-800-662-HELP. We just got through talking about, you know, the French Montana situation and alcohol with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it can really sometimes be sort of a silent killer sometimes, man. So
absolutely.
We just want to pray for everybody who might be going through some sort of alcohol addiction or something like that. Anything similar to that, we praying for you. Because that could be tough, man. Not only on that person, but the family and everybody else who loves them.
Yeah.
So Kansas City yesterday, we all took our power to the polls, and Kansas City reacted with the renewal of the city's 1% earnings tax. That's securing the single largest source of funding for the city services and ensuring that Kansas City can continue to invest in the people and infrastructure that make the city work. And I know that a lot of the council members and everybody was talking about this for a long time because they knew that, you know, without this source of income, dog, like the city could.
It's going to be some questions.
Yeah, and then with the services and like, how would that work? And like, will we get an extra bill on the side or something? Mm-hmm. Like, instead of paying the tax outright. So I'm just glad we don't have to go through any of that and that the earnings tax passed. Mayor Lucas was at the combine last night in pure celebration form.
Thank you, Kansas City, once again. And I say this after 7 years almost as mayor, 10 years, 11 years almost in public office. Every time as mayor that I've come to the people of Kansas City to ask for their support, to ask for their support on bonds to make sure we can improve our parks, on bonds to make sure we can pay for affordable housing, on increases to make sure that we could support public safety, to ensure that we could renew the earnings tax, to make sure we could take care of our water infrastructure. Again and again, the people of Kansas City have said yes. We have never lost because we have always worked with the people of Kansas City, and they understand what we need to do to keep this city moving.
Yeah, man. Free pizza for everybody at the combine and some of them grilled wings.
You better not say that again. You're going to get some phone calls.
My bad.
Also, voters elected Beto Lopez as new Lee Summit's mayor. And in Independence, voters elected Kevin King as city's new mayor. So a lot of change happening across Kansas City and the surrounding areas.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.3.
Don't forget, man. Look, man, them gas prices out of control. I saw somebody fill up a Toyota Prius with like $60, bro. Like $60 for a Prius?
That is insane.
Boy, look, hey, we got these gas.
On unleaded?
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah, no diesel. We got these gas cars on deck for you, KC. T.I., he going to help us give some out with That's My Jam coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:40. Tap in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. D, the 18th Divine Historic Jazz District, is set to announce planned activities during the summer's FIFA World Cup. Kansas City's premier cultural destination will also unveil its new marketing strategy, touting itself as the authentic party experience. So, of course, you know, historically known for jazz, you know, late night parties, juke house, all that stuff, the speakeasies. It'll revive that tradition as the world comes to visit Kansas City. So it'll be one of the hottest destinations during the World Cup. Especially with the 24/7 hour law where, you know, bars can stay open later and all that stuff. Of course, you got Peachtree over on 12th Street. You got Smacks and Velvet Gates on 12th Street. Mm-hmm. You got the Vine Street Brewery, Vine Street Chicken.
You're going to come down here and get some good food, huh?
Well, look, you can head to the press conference this morning, y'all. They'll be talking about it at 11 a.m. at the Mutual Musicians Foundation right there on 1823 Highland. So, I'm excited to see what other plans they got down there on 18th and Vine for people to come experience real Kansas City culture. Now, look, respect to Power and Light, respect to Westport, respect to Brookside, North KC, wherever. The real Kansas City culture, whenever y'all get through, is made right here. It's made and manufactured on 18th and Vine in Kansas City, Missouri.
Let them know.
64108.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
Good morning and God bless all the cousins that's tapping at Hot 103 Jams. And we love and appreciate you for that. Also, you in the stream, we love and appreciate you too. You on Facebook, you on Twitch, you on YouTube. Search Hot 103 Jams so you can check Deanna and I out on the stream. Also, you listening the old school way in the car, we love and appreciate you. You riding down 71 right now.
Slow down.
Chill out, bro. You going to get to work on time. You scared about getting written up right now in the downtown loop because you trying to get to 635 in Kansas. Oof. Bruh, just calm down, chill. We want you to arrive alive, but wherever you listening, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you so much, because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time,
you
cousin.
Know it.
Shout out to the cousins on a Facebook stream that's been going crazy in the comments. Big love to Kiara Jenkins, Cynthia Hall. Who else we got? Henrietta Clark, Marcus Hearn, as always. Angela Bradley, Carver Harris. And Stacey Davis. The one thing I love about Stacey Davis is she be tapped in on the stream and on the text line.
Oh, okay.
Now, the text line be going crazy. Big love to Rich Harris.
She got
always.
Two phones.
Yeah, literally. Word to Kevin Gates. Shout out to Stacey Davis again. Sending us some love, saying good morning, cousins. Have a great day. Happy hump day to Whitney Tubbs.
Hump it out.
The Kirkwood and Solomon family. Sent over from Chef Taco. Anastasia Jackson sending us some love from Overland Park. Big love to Carmen Nar saying repping Lawrence, Kansas. I know that's right. Michael Cunningham.
785.
One of our cousins said, hi, D, in my Be Shining voice. I love that, cousin. Sending love to homeboy Leslie, a.k.a. Big Pressure, from Naomi K from the east side of Kansas City. Repping 816 all day, every day. LOL, don't play. I know that's right.
Okay.
Bars. I don't think you expected that. Another cousin from the 816 said, y'all are in my ear morning.
Ear.
In Merriam.
Ear.
No, that's what they spelt it. This ain't my St. Louis accent coming out. This is exactly what the cousin said, morning. Aisha Greer, bus driver, 8 years and counting. I know that's right. Thank you for holding down our community. Sending some shout outs to daughters Sydney and Tyler Frazier of Casey Moe. Mama loves you. Have a great day. Good morning from Desiree to her kids, all her bonus kids as well. Over at FL Schlegel. And last but not least, shout out to Lachey Shepherd sending us some love and sending some love to and a happy birthday to her godmother, Velda King Mays.
Let's get D a bottle of water.
I need some tea or something. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
Appreciate you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time, high of 76. Currently it is 57. Fair skies at Southeast High School. Cardi B said the scammers then got a hold of her credit card and $20,000 was spent.
Me and my accountants was like, oh, somebody's doing fraud. Oh, hell no. If I get your address before these people that's doing the investigation on y'all, that got the pictures of y'all, I'm going to get y'all beat the f*** up. Word to my mother. I'm going to get my n*** to spank the s*** out of y'all. Y'all going to jail.
Oh, that's just, two drops.
She just should have added the you going to jail part.
I got two drops out of that one. Let me figure it out.
He's doing fraud. Oh, hell no.
There, that's one.
And oh, hell no.
The last one.
Yup. You already.
Jail.
Hold on.
Y'all going to jail.
We got two lively ones right there, D.
Y'all going to jail.
Now, of course, since we talked about Offset earlier, I was like, did the scammers get a hold of your credit card? Did Offset? Questions that need answers.
Here you go,
I'm just saying.
Why are you always doing
if the
this?
Man is gambling, he still owe me my $5,000.
You ain't gave him nothing.
I need my money off.
Somebody's doing fraud. Oh, hell
by
no.
By sunset, or we riding at dawn?
Oh, hell
that's
no.
Right.
You sound, never mind. We're gonna keep it moving.
Other news. We talked about
keep
this
my job.
Earlier. Right. Be cool. Be cool. The question was earlier, is it too early to gift somebody when you're dating them? Kim Newton asked this question to Angela Simmons.
Is it ever too soon to receive a gift?
Absolutely not. You should come with a gift. Why not?
Really?
That's how you court. Yes, show up with a gift.
Okay. What's a respectable first date gift?
I mean, there's tons of designers. There's thoughtful things. There's plane ticket. There's just so many.
First thing she said was designer. Really?
And she said thoughtful next. So let me think.
With the first thought in her mind,
one of your dates,
designing.
You never brought flowers to a date?
That's not the same, bro.
Yes, that is.
No,
for
it's
a,
not.
For
she,
a nine to five
she
guy.
She said designer, bro. She said designer
this is
airplane
Angela
tickets.
Simmons.
So I don't
she
care.
Was dating Yo Gotti.
So that means what
he's
to me?
He's flying out to Dubai.
That means what to me?
She's not talking about you. She's not talking about the everyday guy that's hustling and bustling.
And where is she
We're
at?
Talking
how,
about.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Where is she at now?
I don't know.
She's
on an interview.
Continue to mess with your Yo Gotti's, and you're going to be hugging your own
so
pillow
you
at
wouldn't
night.
Bring
your
flowers, you, so you wouldn't bring
that's
flowers
not,
to a date. That's
did,
too much.
That's not,
I,
no, 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 no.
This is what I'm asking you.
This is different, D. Because
answer the question.
She didn't say nothing about no flowers.
Cousins, y'all
that's
see
not,
this?
That, no,
y'all see what I be dealing with?
It's not the same.
You have he
to,
acting
your
stiff.
Question have to, has to make sense.
This
it's
is
not
what,
the same.
This is the
flowers and designer and airplane tickets, that's not the same realm, D. Of course I'm going to come with flowers.
Absolutely.
I'm not coming with
then
no airplane tickets.
You're coming with something.
That's not the same,
don't show up to nobody with nothing in hand.
It's not the same. Real the man who's listening right now who done been through this,
we're
y'all
talking
know
about
it's not the same.
But you can understand that if your tax bracket is this, then you might do designer. If your tax bracket is this, you coming with
hey,
flowers is acceptable.
Continue to leave with money and you're going to continue to hug your pillow at night.
He don't want nobody to get no
be
flowers,
happy,
y'all.
Be happy. No, I didn't say that. It's a difference, D, between bringing something that's thoughtful. Okay, it don't have
she
to be.
She said thoughtful.
It don't, the first thing she said was designer and money and all of that.
So it doesn't matter.
You gotta look at the first thing she said first, because that's what's
brother.
On your mind first.
Oh, brother.
I'm just, all the fellas agree with me. Y'all see where I'm coming from.
I'm
D ain't gonna agree
trying,
with me.
I'm
it's
trying
fine.
To look in the comments to see if you got any help. I don't see the fellas helping.
Guess what? I don't need no help. I know what's right. I don't need nobody to get with me.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
I love it when we have, our high schoolers, our young adults in the building. I always love to support them. No different this morning. We got Pacell Academy of Fine and Performing Arts. What's up, y'all?
They said it's still a little early.
Y'all better wake up.
Well, we have the Forge for More podcast/program in the building. A few months ago, B, I had told you I had stopped by Paseo. Major shout out to Reggie McKeithen for the invitation. And we honestly just had real life conversations. So we got some of the students in the building. Grab the mics. Tell all of our cousins out there your name and your grade.
I'm the current king. I go to Paseo High School. I'm a sophomore.
My name is Sailor and I'm a sophomore.
My name is Heaven Perry and I'm currently a senior.
My name is Deani Blakely, and I'm currently a sophomore.
All right. So give us some deets on the podcast. What is it about? How can we check it out?
So our podcast, Forge for More, we talk about, like, issues around the world that youth don't address because they don't feel comfortable. And with us having like a safe environment called our recovery room, you're more free to release, you know, any stress and any issues that you have, you know, with the world and with youth around our age.
Now, would somebody be willing to share why they got involved in this program? Because, I mean, it could be very frightening to want to be in a podcast type of format with your peers and to be honest and share real, raw, real life situations. Don't all speak at once.
So to be honest, I got involved in the podcast because I just wanted to have the opportunity to speak my mind and see who else around the school relates to me. Mm-hmm. Because nowadays, you know, we think that we're alone in situations, but going into this podcast, you realize like, okay, I'm not the only one in this predicament.
So has there been any conversations that sparked in the hallways with any of the kids? Has there been a school-wide debate on a particular subject that sparked some conversation towards change anything due to your podcast yet? Or anything in the hallways that's interesting that's came about with the conversation that y'all have? Anything of note?
Yes, we talk about stuff that goes on in the school all the time. Rather, it's drama. We come together like, oh, well, how can we solve this situation forward? Or we talk about, like, overall problems, like we don't like the way a teacher is behaving or how they teach us, or just all-around school problems. We do address those during the podcast and see if we can have, like, a resolution for it.
How have the administrators reacted to it? Did they blow it off, or are they like, oh, we need to take this serious?
I think the administrators think it's like a good thing, but some of them some of them like it because like we get to talk and express our feelings on how we feel on a day-to-day basis and talk about why teenagers going through things they going through.
Has that improved the relationship with y'all in the administration? Like y'all think y'all have a better understanding of each other?
A little bit, I'd say.
Okay. I love the fact that it teaches you how to speak up for yourself, too, at an early age. So you don't feel like you got to get to an adult and then you like, well, I don't know how to defend myself. Or I don't know how to tell people what I'm going through. So
about that comfort zone.
Exactly. Getting you out your comfort zone. So we'll talk more with you. Paseo Academy, Forge for More podcast.
We got our young cousins from Paseo Academy, Fine Performing Arts. They're Forge for More podcast. Talk about real life issues, making an impact in their school, being good examples, being leaders at Paseo. We see what y'all doing over there.
Now, Paseo's Forge for More podcast, I've been on it a couple times. B, you up next.
I'm ready. I'm semi-jealous because they invited you, but not me, to one of my old high schools. How dare y'all? Like, excuse me?
I'm really an alumni of a lot of high schools in the town. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Paseo's one of them. That just means you got suspended all the time. That's what that means.
Maybe.
Don Bosco. De La Salle, you know.
Look,
I got a
Don
Bosco on the back right there. Look at that. She identified with it.
Now, remind our cousins out there your name and your grade real quick for us.
I'm the current king. I'm a sophomore.
I'm Sailor and I'm a sophomore.
Heaven Perry and I'm a senior.
Deani Blakely and I'm a 10th grader.
So is it ever the senior, are you trying to school the young sophomores on how to live this hard life that's high school?
In a way, yeah, I just really, I can necessarily say my main goal for, you know, the younger classmen is just for them to have fun. Like, that's what I did during my high school year, and I don't regret it at all.
That's good. Going in open-minded. I love that for you all. Now, also, you guys mentioned some shout-outs and some love, because I did hear from Chief Reg that the Forge for More podcast has been such a hot thing, and the admin and everybody's been loving it so much that it's going to possibly be in other places, in other schools as well. Chief Reg, am I right on that? You can go ahead and grab a mic real quick if you want to.
Shout out to Kansas City. I appreciate y'all. Reggie McKeith, and the students call me Chief Reg, and we're going to have the mentoring program, not just at Paseo Academy this upcoming school year. I'm working with the administrators, and we're going to have it at each of the schools. So if you want to get connected, if you want to be on the mentoring podcast or whatever, please reach out to me, and I'll plug you in.
So this is like the beginning of a whole KCPS podcast network. Okay, I like
that.
Yes,
sir. God is good.
Okay,
all the time.
Yeah, me and Deanna, we definitely going to get involved with that.
Now, go ahead with the shout-outs, because if I was your age, I would be on here shouting out everybody.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Like it's high 8 to 8. It's almost 8 a.m., so come on. Let's get it cracking. Right, high 8 to 8 shout-outs.
I want to give another shout-out to Chief Reggie, Ms. Walker, and Stacey Davis for the mentoring they do and the conflict resolutions to keep the drama out of Paseo, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here right now.
That's big. Want to send some love? Go ahead and grab that mic. If anybody wants to shout somebody out. Because I know y'all mamas and y'all daddies or y'all aunties yes. and y'all uncles are mad
shout
right now.
Shout out to my pops, too.
Yes, shout out to my mom, Kyla James.
Shout out to class of 2028. It's three of y'all in here. Hey. Okay.
Shout out to class of 2026. They finna go crazy. Okay. Right, you was waiting on your shout out. Because you the senior in the building.
It's my
right.
year.
Yes. It is your year. Well, we're excited for you all. We're excited to see where Forge for More goes. Continue to do what you all do. Continue to prosper. And have those real life conversations because it's so important, especially at your age. So we thank you all.
Thank you.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jam.
This is what we break down, the slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in a workplace.
Okay.
Today's word is brought to you by my cousins, my little cousins over at Paseo Academy.
Ow.
I learned a new word today, B.
Y'all live too, so don't be cussing, Paseo.
They don't be doing none of that. They be cool.
I heard they be cussing on the podcast.
Ain't nobody told you that.
I'm just playing.
Ow. Messy be shining. So the word is merch. Have you ever heard merch, B?
Like in clothes? Did you get at the like, concert?
You mean merchandise, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be fun.
Now, that is one definition of the word. But my little cousins got me hip that merch is kind of a phrase that it's interchangeable with, like, cap. Like, you know, a cap was, like, you lying.
You a lie.
Puts that on something. Type of thing. So,
baby.
If you were like, yo, I saw Beyonce last night, I'd be like, merch. Hello. Hey, you lying, bro. Like, you didn't see Queen B the other day.
We just can't say you a lie.
You can.
That's what I like to say. You a lie.
You a lie and a half.
Okay, we like that.
That's what the old head say. You a lie and a half. But merch is you just kind of saying like you lying.
Somebody told a lie one day.
You can throw that at any point in time. Maybe it's that coworker that always lies.
Like, stop like lying.
Everybody knows somebody that just be lying.
Lady T, talking about she pulling up.
Stop lying.
You know, that's the thing we do, black people. We be like, we outside. We're not outside. We're on the highway.
We're
on the highway,
dog. We're getting off the highway when we say we outside.
Talking about you pulling up.
So, that was a great example. So when somebody says, I'm outside, and you look outside, and they are not there, they have not arrived, merch. Plain and simple. M-E-R-C-H.
Merch.
Use
it. You're a liar.
Don't abuse it. Tell it to your boss. Your boss probably going to come into work lying today about the numbers and the stats.
Uh-oh.
Tell them merch.
How you doing?
Where you get that from? AI? Did you get that from ChatGPT, buddy? It's going to tell you what you want to know.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip. With Hustle and Shine. On Hot 103 Jam.
826 on your time. It's a high of 76. Currently, it is 58. Fair skies at Wine.Lake. AI photos of getting out of hand. I was just talking to my little cousins over at Paseo about the fact that my grandma be sending me stuff, telling me, is this real? And I'm like, no, nanny, it is not. AI's gotten so out of hand to the point where businesswoman and reality star Marlo Hampton has a viral picture. It's AI, it's not real, of her kissing Tyler Perry. And y'all getting under her skin.
First of all, y'all are crazy. If you don't know what looks like AI, now, and leave it alone. I've been on the show for over 10 years. Y'all have never seen me with a man. I do not talk my personal life usually with a man. Y'all just know that's not me.
Leave these people alone.
It's only going to get worse with AI. So y'all got to be in your parents' phone, your grandparents' phone. Make sure they're not tripping.
Yeah. Now, the Michael Jackson biopic is around the corner. I believe it'll be the weekend of April 24th.
Yeah, April 24th is when it comes out.
Okay, so new details about the upcoming Michael Jackson
biopic.
That
might be the first movie I see by myself in the theater.
Yeah, I get it. It's worth that because I'll be in the theater too, going to watch it. But there's new things that have been revealed. According to Variety magazine, Janet Jackson will not appear as a character in the movie.
Oh, that's sad.
Despite her significant role in the Jackson family legacy.
Okay. And now that taints it a little bit for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Janet was his closest sibling.
Exactly.
Like they were close. Well, what are we talking about?
How are you gonna make a Michael Jackson movie without
Janet? Like I kind of get it, but she was. I do because it's about Michael and his presence alone is just it eclipses it. It's not very necessary. I can see that point in Janet being
gonna
in
get
there.
A reenactment of Scream or something on the movie.
Nah, that so what I heard is they cut it off at the Bad World Tour, which is 88. So, and then I heard it's a part two coming after that.
Yeah.
It's to do the rest of the life. Yeah. So.
Well, Scream was in 95?
Scream was 95.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought it would have made the cut.
Nah, Bad was 88.
Guess not.
Yeah. You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Well, there's to that. But we don't know. People have speculated that Janet asked to be.
If LaToya and Rebe is in this movie and Janet ain't here, I'ma be pissed. I'ma be, especially if LaToya, she's a turncoat too, just like Jermaine. Get them out of here.
That's a good what's the
Get
word.
Get them out of here.
You ain't bad, you ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those generous, spontaneous, and independent Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to singer-songwriter, producer, and keyboardist Brenda Russell. Happy birthday to entrepreneur, executive, investor, and philanthropist. He is the co-founder of BET. Happy birthday to Robin L. Johnson. Happy birthday to our little cousin, actress Sky Jackson. A big happy birthday to rapper, singer, and songwriter Dej Loan. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to rapper, singer, DJ, record producer, actor, comedian, writer, who gave us a classic back in 89 with Just a Friend. Happy heavenly birthday to Biz Markie.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Teal Ashley Butler, Sherman Edwards, and Young Marley. Sending birthday love to Natasha Griswold, Keita Freeman, and George Osborne. Happy birthday, Terry Freeman, Tay Gordon, and Ashley Ramirez. Sending birthday love to Ty Zaire, Myron Jones Sr., and Samantha Deuce. Plus, happy birthday, Saadia Finley. And a big, special, happy, heavenly birthday to my father. John Brooks would have been 71 today. Happy birthday to him and everybody else born on April 8th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is your boy, Jermaine.
Jermaine, what you got going on this hump day?
Man, I'm on my way to food pantry. Okay. I ain't gonna fake.
Okay.
Gotta get business handled.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. What's your check engine light looking like, though?
It's all good, baby.
Okay. That means it's on, but he good. He getting made of it.
He's going to get you where you need to go, though.
Lord have mercy. Yeah.
I know that feeling.
All right, cousin. We got a $20 gas card we want to help hook you up with, courtesy of Grand Hustle Records and T.I., but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready?
You know it.
Hey, ain't I your superior? Listen here, bro. You not a peer. I'm so zoned one to it ain't funny. Twice the G that I appear. Rep back here so loud and clear. Gonna be gone for about a year. So paper trail, you gotta hear. But ain't that ain't I out of here? Hey.
We started to lose you towards the end, cousin, but it's all good. We got the message.
Yeah, I almost forgot.
Right. It's all good. Jermaine, you are getting that hooked up. That $20 gas card is now right. Sound like you already got some gas. We going to give you some more gas, the one you got to go to the station for.
The weed.
Yeah.
Jermaine, tell Kansas City what morning shows hook you up.
Hustle and Shine, Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Do you feel stuck in the past and struggle with moving forward or resolving issues from your past? Well, I like the quote from Dr. Noam Spencer that reads, "It's not past experiences that keep people stuck, but the habits developed to cope with it." Remembering past events can sometimes be painful, but beneficial for survival, or teach you how to avoid additional dangers. Either way, past events are not designed to exist in the present or future, but designed to exist as a moment to remember or learn from. The past can only invade your present and taunt your future by invitation or trauma. So how can you move past your past? One, seek a therapist who is a good fit for you and understands trauma and promotes emotional healing. Two, develop healthy coping mechanisms that will help you face and heal from the past. Three, surround yourself by individuals who are not defining you by the experienced trauma. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.